This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Sometimes with a few topics that are here and there that are out of my wheelhouse, I do my very level best to try to give you as accurate a degree of information as I can. But I have often said I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. So I reached out to my buddy AJ Rice, who has a stable of experts at his disposal, and one of his clients is joining us now. He is the afternoon host of Atlanta's Biz 1190 and AM 920 The Answer. He's a publisher at Talk40.com, as well as a contributor to Townhall.com, LifeZet.com, ClashDaily.com, and DailyCaller.com. My guest this evening is Brian Crabtree. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be with you.
I can't hear him.
Good evening.
I mean, I can hear him, but he needs to be turned up or something. I don't know what's going on my end. Although I heard a change, Brian.
How about now?
Oh, yes, so lovely. That's
Should I shout loudly?
No, you're a radio guy. You know the deal. Now, I saw this and I meant to ask you about this. I did not know that the shy and retiring Mr. Giles had you working for him. I know one of his other writers and I have him on a regular basis. And I've had Mr. Giles on, but Clash Daily, huh?
Well, you know, the funny thing about Clash Daily is if you've got something to say that's really hard charging and the truth, and every other moderate outlet won't publish it, you send it to Giles and he'll put it there in the front of the section. So that's what I like about that site.
Yeah. Anyway, now Brian, you speak to when I reach out to AJ, he told me that my finance guy would be you. So let's talk about this tax reform that has been passed, and let's talk about the faux rage that's going on right now coming from the blue states. I see what was happening with the blue states as sort of a subsidy where they could write off these high tax rates. What do you think of that?
Well, the subsidy where you can write off the high tax rates, there's so much of this stuff that you have to really look at the sum of all the parts. I mean, they take something away, they add something in. And at the end of the day, the reason they did that was to accomplish two things. Number one, to give the middle class something of a tax break. Not a lot, but something. Middle class pays a lot of the taxes. The second component was simple. In order to be able to simply drive the economy by taking the burden off of these businesses that have caused them to move their money overseas and then move elsewhere, which then helps the middle class substantially. So that's, they had to figure out a way to keep the revenue situation sort of neutral with some optimism in the economy. I don't know if that answers your question, but I think that sort of sets the tone for why a lot of the left is getting into the weeds on individual issues without telling you the other side of the story.
But is this where they're, I mean, up to this point, they've been able to raise taxes in their states. I mean, you live in Georgia. What are the property taxes in state and local? What is that like in Georgia?
I mean, they're reasonable. You know, I think Georgia actually, because I've lived in South Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. I've also owned property in Florida. So I think of all those states, Georgia seems to have the most business-like taxation. It's not cheap, but it's not high. And so when I lived in South Carolina, where you are, the property taxes are dirt cheap, but then you have all these problems running the government. Part of it's incompetence, but the other part at the government level, the other part of it is the fact that they don't necessarily have enough revenue in their model. So it to me, you know, these states like New York and California who have these sky-high taxes. I mean, if you look at Kirby Smart from the Georgia Bulldogs, who's playing in the national championship, he got $600,000 for winning as the coach the Rose Bowl. By the time he was done paying his federal taxes in California, half of it evaporated. More than that, 13% of $600,000 went to California. So they're just raping their people. And so, you know, the way this tax bill came down from the Republicans, it was almost like, well, listen, I mean, we don't have the support in these states. They don't seem to want to listen. So if they don't want to listen and they don't want to buy into, you know, good tax policy and come to the table and have a decent conversation, then they can foot the bill. I mean, I don't know that I totally like that in theory. I don't think it was as cognitive as I just described it, but I think right. That's sort of what they're saying. You guys really need to get your house in order and your politics in order, or you're going to have more of the burden because you keep putting the burden on the South and on the conservative states, and you keep looking down your nose at us. So you're going to keep doing that when you're in power. Guess what? That works both ways. And I think to some extent that's just.
Now, Cuomo is getting out there, and he's saying that he's calling it economic civil war. And he keeps saying that there's no Democratic senators, no blue state Democratic senators in the states where it's going to be good, which that's true. But I mean, he's in the Senate. He's saying that there's none in the Senate. Didn't a lot of the Democrats, didn't they decide to just not even participate in the run up to this? Couldn't they have tried to work out deals here and there if they, you know, to try to keep this or try to keep that? Were they as absent as I'm hearing they are?
Yeah, that's the pushback. That's the concern. If you're conservative, that's the pushback. Listen, you guys are so eat up by hating Trump, which is one of the worst traits in life to have. You hate Trump so bad, you just won't even come to the table and talk about it. I'm going to take my toys and go home. Then what ends up happening? Well, look what you get. You better show up and fight for your constituents and what they care about and get over the fact Trump's the president. He's going to be the president for the next 7 years and live with it and deal with it. The same way we eventually got beaten into submission as conservatives under Obama. By the end, we knew he was a bad president and we had to live with it. Took us a while, but they're coming to this party. I mean, they're getting worse and worse. And it's just, it's hurting the people who look to them to have policies to defend their interests in their states. And to some extent, I said, I don't think it was cognitive totally what the Republicans did in some of these blue states. They just simply didn't hear anything meaningful other than Trump sucks. And so they just went with what they felt was best.
Do you find it as interesting as I do that most of these states that are involved in this, that are saying that they're going to get slammed around, a lot of them are sanctuary cities. A lot of them are just about municipal gun-free zones. They've made it impossible for a lot of things. And, you know, you hear about this mass migration of the middle class leaving these areas, and they all have this all in common. Why is it that my degree, I don't even know that I would say I have a degree. My degree was in getting hit upside the head a lot when I was in the military. Why is it that I see that and they don't?
Well, because their agenda is to try to keep people in victim mentalities. You have to first understand Democrats right now, their biggest nightmare is occurring before their very eyes. It was their biggest fear that Trump could actually somehow win the presidency. The biggest nightmare is that he would win and actually make the country great again. That's why they made so much fun of that and tried to turn that into a racist statement, because that was actually believable, and that's why he won. So first of all, understand that what they're doing is an emotional reaction. They don't have a calculation. They don't know what they're doing. It's an emotional reaction to, at this moment, backstop the fact that they are losing potentially their power for a generation if Trump continues to build the kind of economic success that has already been built and seems to be in the cards from this tax plan. This is a big deal, the tax plan, no matter how flawed it is in certain areas. So their number one priority right now is stop the recovery of America, because you have 8 years of their brilliant policies doing nothing but mundane lost decade virtually. And all of a sudden Trump comes in and you've got black unemployment at the lowest level in 14 years, the best in the economy in terms of upward mobility in 17 years, stock market unimaginable from 18,000, now looking at 26,000 as the next milestone. You keep having these things happen, and if you're a Democrat, you're irrelevant and you're out of the mix. So if you're only worried about you and your power and your circle and your group, you got to stop all that. And so it none of it's going to make sense to you, no matter how many times you've been hit upside the head. And thank you for your service, by the way. It's not going to make sense to you because you're thinking with logic. And that's the number one error of liberalism, is to use logic.
There you go. You hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. You can find my guest at the BrianCrabtreeShow.com. Like I said, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. If there's one thing the left wants, they definitely want your money. One of the ways they would get it, of course, unobstructed, would be to disarm us. But we're not going to worry about that part of it. We'll handle that maybe later on. My guest this hour, from the BrianCrabtreeShow.com, from Talk40.com, where he is a publisher, where he's a contributor, townhall.com, lifezet.com, crashdaily.com, dailycaller.com. That just about covers all the high points, doesn't it? Brian Crabtree joins me again. Do you think, now you're talking about the Democrats and what they could not afford to have happen. What about the Never Trumpers? How many of them were actually on board with this tax reform as it was coming up? Was that something that you looked at? Is Bill Kristol on board with it? Is Jonah Goldberg, Kevin Williamson, are they all on it?
Well, I can't speak to their heart. I can take a guess, and I can add another Never Trumper that may shock you and your audience on this, Nikki Haley, your former governor. I was never a fan of her.
I wasn't either.
I can tell you what she's doing, and I think it's similar to everybody else. They're sitting there saying with lip service what they need to say, but we all heard them loud and clear during various parts of the campaign is that what they really, their true thoughts about Trump. So let's look at Nikki Haley. Here in Atlanta radio, we have a guy by the name of Eric Erickson. I call him Arrogant Erickson, and she's very close to him.
Erickson from Red State?
Formerly. Okay. Yeah, and I can guarantee you that she is having little meetings with people like him and others, Jonah Goldberg and all of that, of that fame. And they're orchestrating behind the scenes, very two-faced, as to how they can have a mass exit of sorts of people like Nikki Haley and then do a tell-all moment just in the perfect time to make her a great candidate for the first female president. Now, that may never materialize, because they're not stupid, but they are arrogant, and I think those kind of people are going to tell you that they're for it, but if they let you know at one point who they are, believe them. And they're never Trumpers, and they're not changing. And so they may be in principle conservative politics, yeah, this is great tax reform, but behind the scenes, it's as devastating to them as to these liberals. They don't want to really see Trump succeed, just kind of muddle along, because that then keeps them in the shadows of irrelevancy, maybe with the exception of Nikki Haley, because they whoever hears from these people anymore.
Well, Bill Kristol gets to go on all of the MSNBC and CNN shows and all that other stuff. He gets called in as the conservative expert. Yeah.
Right, but yeah, George Will, Bill Kristol, Eric Erickson, all of them have lost their Fox News contributorship, and if you're in conservative politics and want to win, you need to have something of a relationship with Fox News, because here's a stat. Of all conservatives in America, 47% of them use Fox News as almost their only source of news. And so you have no chance of winning in conservative politics or ideas unless you're on Fox News.
You mean Bret Stephens is never going to win?
Well, whoever fits that mold, you know, that's the reality.
You know, back at when
you bash Trump forever, you just, you know, they kind of don't think that's good for ratings and revenue at Fox.
With Haley, when she was the governor, the scuttlebutt that we heard was that her chief of staff, who I think was Chris Pearson at the time, called a guy named John Lerner, who was supposedly some consultant in Virginia, to find out what her agenda should be that day. They used to make that call every day that she was working. And she didn't really do anything while she was here. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, okay, I was a little shocked at how well she landed on her feet in the UN. But what you're telling me, I was wondering how she did without that third ear to whisper to her what she needs to be doing and thinking and where her goals need to be. So
she's always positioned. And this is important, I think, for your audience, no matter where they are. She has always positioned herself in a place where she's never challenged on her actual record. She's like the Republican version of Barack Obama. That's why she's so dangerous. In South Carolina, I did radio there off and on for 17 years in Charleston. And I finally got so frustrated with her during the campaign. I had the Democrat on the show all the time, of all people. He'd come on the show and take the heat. She never would come on. I started calling all the radio hosts, local hosts in South Carolina. She didn't do radio in South Carolina, not a single interview from 2012. Till the time she left office to work for Trump. But she'd be on Fox News the minute they called. So she gets it. She's politically brilliant. And she's the type of conservative chameleon we have to be very careful and watchful about, because she will tell you what you want to hear because she knows what you want to hear and convince you she's a tried and true conservative, and will only be when she theoretically wins the biggest office and most powerful office in the world, if she could ever get there. I don't think she will, but if she ever did, that she'd find out truly who Nikki Haley is. And right now she's a snake in the grass, and I think Trump and company ought to be very careful about that, and there's others like that.
Well, when she, in the run up when she was elected, I was working at WOIC in Columbia on a radio show there, and I couldn't get her, and I was right down the street from her. And I went and met with her two or three times before, you know, when it was not clear that she was going to win the primary. She was a little more forthcoming, but she was I can't remember the guy's name. She was riding around with one of the former secretaries of the GOP or something. The state GOP, riding around with him for a while. I can't remember his name, though, but I knew she was, when I saw him, I was like, oh, okay, she's just an establishment type in high heels. But
and I don't want to make a show about her, but this can be generic about any of these Nikki Haley, you know, sure, never Trump type of people that are conservative. Basically, what she did is she would get her minions, her people that I had good relationships with, I'm sure you do, that are highly powerful state elected officials. And she would convince them to go and tell you, oh, she's coming, she's going to do the show, just calm down, just be quiet. And this would go on and on and on and on. And I was one of the few people, most media people, not all, but most media people will just simply say, okay, I can't beat her up, because the minute I do, God forbid, she won't come on the show. Right? And so this is how the media works a lot, even sometimes in conservative circles, because they're not strong, they're weak. And then that's how they would manipulate the coverage and keep it kind of moderated, and people have South Carolina or any state would never know really who they are. And then she'd go do a Fox News interview. She'd look like a hero because she'd be talking about national issues that didn't focus on her record. Well, these people are the never Trump crowd, because the minute Trump was running, the risk was that he was going to finally expose them for who they are. And in some cases, as he went down the list of 17 competitors to win the nomination, that's exactly what he did. Is he took some of those never Trump type of people and exposed what he knew about them that he had never said out loud in public. And that's why there was so much disdain and hatred for him, because he was challenging what we commonly call the establishment, which are a bunch of lying people who don't tell the truth and don't do anything but work on their own agenda.
I hear you. We're about to head into the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk some more. We're going to get back into the economics. I have thought this about Haley for a while, so when Brian was telling me that, it's like I had my light bulb moment. We'll get back on point. When we get back, my guest is Brian Crabtree. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spall encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Lock and Load.
I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just did what I always
did. I just love live radio. It just sort of evolves on its own sometimes. I can see we'll be doing this again. My guest this hour is Brian Crabtree. He contributes all over the place. He's a radio host in his own right. Are you out of Atlanta?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. I love Atlanta. Love Atlanta. Anyway.
Great city.
It is. And I can, you did what I have threatened to do for a long time, just moved right over the border. Anyway. How many of these blue states that are against this tax reform actually are not in the red? I know Connecticut has been digging a hole since Malloy's been in office. How many tax increases prior to tax reform has he passed? 2 or 3?
Yeah, I haven't looked at the details of that in specificity, but I would have to say that most all of the blue states, if you look at them, fiscally speaking, I mean, they're in the hole. I mean, there's a couple maybe exceptions, some better than others, but if you rattle off the bigger states, Illinois, California, New York, New Jersey, I mean, these states, this is the biggest populace. I mean, they've really got a budgetary mess. And so part of that is this has made those states unattractive, and they could lose some business to more conservative, you know, red states. I mean, that's right. The real fear. There's a fear. There is an earthquake to this in those states, thinking that this has suddenly shuffled the deck a bit.
Well, now, and let's be honest, most of these guys were already fiscally in trouble anyway, and now they're going to be catching it from both sides, because I guess their citizens are going to look at them and say, well, we lost that deduction, but let's talk about how come I get taxed so much anyway in the first place. What about this approach where they're trying to get these the citizens, they're trying to preserve the deduction of state and local taxes by calling for charitable deductions? What do you think of that one?
Well, I mean, obviously they preserved some of the charitable deductions. There were some shifts there. I hadn't studied the actual intricacies of that. I just give to charity, not for the tax deduction, but for charity's sake. And
right.
But they're calling for that. I mean, there's so many things in here. The housing market, too, is another example where that was cut down some. Your mortgage interest deduction, that's going to harm states like New Jersey, New York, California, where housing prices are clearly the average price in some of those markets over $1 million. That's, you know, average house in the South is, and in most of the red states is much more affordable. So that's going to be a hit to some extent because you lose these deductions and all of a sudden these very expensive socialist or very liberal states become, you know, now it just breaks. It's the seal that kind of breaks the barrier. They're so unattractive. And I think that there's, as I said at the beginning, there's a twofold issue here. Number one, the fact that they're so worried that Trump's actually going to be successful with all of this, a rising tide lifts all boats regardless. And then number two, that it's actually given some advantage to some of the southern states that might make it appealing for people who are sick of being taxed to death and asked to pay for all these social programs to just move the heck out of places and move to more favorable taxation havens within the states.
Have you ever heard the term woke with the electorate? I mean, in this last election, a lot of people didn't pay attention to polls. They didn't pay attention to media. The inevitability of Hillary just sort of evaporated. Do you think that do these guys that are talking this stuff, like Kevin DeLeon, he's got plans in California. They're going to fight back against this, too. They're trying. Some of these guys are trying to say it was unconstitutional for them to take the regulations away, to reform the taxes and take this away and everything, even though the federal government was the one that put it in place in the first place. What kind of, are they living like in a parallel universe?
Well, they are, and they better be careful because making the argument that you're describing, which is very much across the board they're going to make, you might get into the constitutionality of the taxation in America, period. And that could be really devastating for liberal causes because if you can't tax the heck out of successful people and pass the wealth, whereas Obama said it spread the wealth around,
right,
and the Supreme Court eventually ends up looking at this, you may find some things that the left has made part of their policy that they're bringing up here, and you may want to leave this sleeping dog lying on the porch. I mean, that to me, if I'm a liberal, of course, they don't think logically, it's emotionally. If I'm a liberal, I may be worried about what this all does to my state, but if you start making the argument that the Congress doesn't have the right in some ways to pass tax reform, which, as you said, was passed by Congress taxation and these kind of laws in the beginning, then you may undermine some of the rights of a state like California, New York, to have such egregious tax policies anyway. I mean, they may actually make it even worse for themselves going down this path with the existing stature of the Supreme Court. In a case like this, this kind of stuff's going to go on for far more than a year or two before it ever gets to that point, I think. You could have another conservative justice appointed and confirmed by Trump, and this could be earth-shattering for liberalism, but they're so focused on blocking and stopping Trump, they cannot see that possibility. I'm no lawyer, but I can see it.
DeLeon says the average California taxpayer takes a $22,000 deduction. It's going to be capped at $10,000. So from that, he said that means that the Californians are getting double taxed. That's their vernacular. That's the way they're slinging it, as them being double taxed when they're not being double taxed. They're just not allowed to deduct the tax that they're paying to California, right?
Well, listen, let me say this. I think if I'm paying taxes to Georgia, our top tax rate is 6, South Carolina 7, California 13. I don't, whatever it is, it is. You pick and choose which state. If I'm paying those taxes, and then I should be able to deduct it. I thought that was sort of a ridiculous measure of this bill. So I'm not defending it. I'm simply saying you can't have your cake and eat it too. Some are going to win, some are going to lose. The whole overarching theme here is let's make the economy of America better and bring businesses back and keep businesses from leaving so the middle class doesn't get choked. This bill accomplishes that. So I don't like this tax policy, but I'm not arrogant enough to think that somebody ought to sue to stop what we have passed through the halls of Congress legally, the Senate, and the President signs it. I mean, this is how much they just don't like the Constitution. And for California especially, I mean, get over yourselves in California. If you're a liberal legislator in California, I think it is a tragedy. It is outright theft that if I go over there and do a little bit of business in California, that you make me pay 13% there when I live in Georgia and pay 6%. I don't want to live in your state, and I probably don't want to do business there, because by the time I pay your taxes, federal taxes, I get no deduction, and deal with the liberalism and the red tape and bureaucracy of California, I'm making less money than everybody else. And so I think the only thing that keeps California in business, it's a beautiful state. It's got more conservatives trying to fight there than any other state in the union, even though it's extremely liberal. And they've got a lot of natural resources. Other than that, it's a bankrupt state, and they're just wasting that away. So I think California is getting what it deserves for the way they tax people who play football there, who coach football there, and who do business there. I mean, they get raped when they go in there, and they don't have a choice. And so I think this is a taste of their own medicine.
California has twice as many gun owners as the entire population of my state. And most of them are in the northern portion of it. It's becoming sort of a dynamic where, and we're going to run out of time before you can answer this, but we may want to expand on this in the next segment. But a lot of these bigger municipalities are trying to run the country, aren't they?
Yeah, and I can expand on it. I know you've got a break, but I have a story from a family member. Yeah, you can have an AR-15 in California, but what they make you do with it is insane. I mean, what they allow you to do with it, for instance,
yeah,
is insane.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. Let me point out some places where they can come and find you. Ryan Crabtree is a publisher of Talk40.com, a contributor to Townhall.com, Liveset.com, FlashDaily.com, and Daily Caller. He is also the host of Atlanta Business 1190 and AM 920 The Answer. And his website is TheBrianCrabtreeShow.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is writer and radio host Brian Crabtree. Talking about the, we've been talking about the parallel universes that people we know and read about live in. And you were about to tell us about an AR-15 story coming out of California with a K. Yes, sir. What? Tell us the story, please.
Yeah, I had a family member that just a couple of years ago moved to Georgia from California. And I was just a couple of months ago, I think Thanksgiving, I was asking him, so what's it like? I mean, can you actually have an AR-15 in California when you live there? Just he was in Orange County, I think. Said, oh, absolutely. You can have just about any gun you want in California. I said, well, that doesn't sound like what I hear. He said, yeah, you just can't have any bullets. So, I mean, that if you want to see what liberalism intends for the rest of the country with regard to guns, they don't mind. They're not going to take your guns away. They want to take your bullets away. And, you know, I don't know the exact limits. You may know this better than me, but I think he told me the limit to an AR-15 was either 6 or 10 rounds. Well, you can blow those out in about 5 seconds. So every time you turn around, the fun of shooting on the range with my AR-15 is putting 30 to 50 rounds in the gun and going to town. Magnum. Well, why do you need that, Crabtree? Because I want to. None of your business. I mean, that's the way California thinks.
California has a mag cap of 10 rounds. And one thing your family member is going to find out in California, they also have a list of guns that are allowed to be sold there. So I think they actually have micro stamping in place. So the firing pin has a micro stamp number etched on it. And it has to meet this. So like the kind of guns that you and I can buy at any gun shop in Georgia or South Carolina, they can't find them there because most of these manufacturers are like, oh, so we won't be able to sell to you and sell this crippled gun to you. Okay, that's fine.
Well, there's a lot of things that affect the rest of the country in Georgia. Some of the propositions regarding lithium batteries or things that would be used to make guns, gunpowder itself. I mean, the bullets with the gunpowder, that when a manufacturer goes to make mattresses, they go to make, sell, market these products, they have to put a proposition number on the marketing of those products, and they have to do it across the country, or they have to create a unique sales channel for California alone. That's incredibly expensive. So what does that do? It drives up the cost of those goods and services to the rest of the country. I think there's a huge argument that the 10 magazine round, the making someone put this number on the pin, which you're right, it's true. He told me that actually. And all of this other stuff that affects the consumer market in a national level is a federal issue. Not Jeff Sessions worrying about marijuana. I think you worry about issues like this. These are meaningful Bill of Rights, constitutional issues that really need to be tackled, that I think are affecting and harming not only the cost passed on to consumers indirectly for laws like this, but also are a model for what they're trying to win nationwide. And it's the best to fight the war at ground zero. And the ground zero to liberalism in America is, of course, California and New York.
Yeah. California just had, I don't know the details yet, but California just had some sort of a online ammo law that passed too. They keep hitting that. They're doing everything but banning them. Let's put it that way. But as far as California and New York, now I made this statement. New York State, for example, New York State is a big hunting state. There's people that have guns there. There was a million ARs that Cuomo thought he was going to get registered. I think he actually got about 3 or 4% of them registered because everybody else just said, nope, not doing it. But New York is run by New York City. Do you think? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I hate when I talk about California and New York in such a broad stroke of the brush, because there's so many conservatives that hear that, and I don't mean you. I mean the people running you, unfortunately, is what I mean.
Yep. Well, I mean, in California, it's Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco. I don't know how many other others are out there. And, I mean, California is a really big issue because they've made a statement about the big one that's coming, the next big earthquake, where they say that their people should expect to be without services for 4 weeks, which means without cops. And aren't there like 4 gang members in Los Angeles for every cop that they have? So there's not going to be any cops, and the Los Angelinos don't have any guns. Do you think they will find out the folly of gun control in that moment when...
Yeah, you think? Yeah, well, there's something weird going. I kind of thought about this when you brought that up, because these cities do things. The cities are greatly liberal in their thinking, which means confiscate guns, diminish guns, and that yes, they'll find out the hard way. That's a very bad idea when there's unrest and citizens can't defend themselves. But something's weird's going on right here with the national championship in Atlanta. They've been telling us for days, you know, don't bring your guns to downtown Atlanta to the game between Alabama and Georgia, and leave them in your car when you lock it. Well, what am I supposed to do with it? Leave it at home? I got President Trump coming in. I got riots with the NAACP and other Black Lives Matter groups that are going to go down there and, you know, besmudge the president. I got a big game, which is a target for any kind of illicit activity, including terrorism. And you want me to leave my gun at home? So you want me to be defenseless in my car coming out of a parking garage if a riot breaks out? No, thank you. I think I'll lock my car and leave the alarm on. And maybe with all this police and camera activity, you ought to keep your eyes on it while I'm in the game. I mean, this is the kind of thought process, because Atlanta is a great city and our state's great because we've got, a bunch of conservatives and conservative ideals running the state, that overwhelms the fact that we are a very liberal city.
Yep. Yep. I did notice this. Now, do you ever go to the NRA meetups?
I went to the one in Atlanta this year. Gosh, it's the first time I'd ever been. And I joined the NRA when they got behind Trump as a vote of confidence. And it was a great event.
Did you notice
I went to the conference, not the meetup. The conference. I haven't been to the meetups. I've been to one conference.
Well, I mean, in Louisville when he was running, and in Atlanta when he was president, they were the Secret Service. Now they took over big swaths of this, but like in the main floor, they did not make anybody disarm, and Trump was just one building over. So the Secret Service, there was a way to do it. I mean, downtown Atlanta, this was down at the Mercedes-Benz area or something, that arena, big complex. Trump was there. I was carrying a gun. Now, I couldn't have gone to sit in the audience and watch Trump with a gun, but I had the option of deciding whether I was going to go in there and sit there. My work was done. He's president, so I'm But there's a way to do it, without a doubt. This sporting arena thing, that's just a big soft target for those of us that are tactically, the tactical persuasion. We look at that and we sort of shudder.
Well, I look at it this way. I'm fine if you want to tell me I can't bring a gun in a facility or a building. That's fine. Just put some armed guards that are trained in background check in the building, and then I don't need my gun. But if you're going to make a building a gun-free zone, and you're going to have Barney Fife as the security there from the Andy Griffith Show with his bullet in his pocket and a single round, I need my gun because I'm a target, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
give me... You know, give me ability to protect myself. Either you do it with my tax dollars that you're stealing from me at a very aggressive amount, or let me do it. You know, don't make me pick the option of staying at home. Because I think a lot of Americans are feeling that's a more viable option now with some of the liberalism that's affecting our guns. And, you know, if you want me to keep it at home, that's fine. But protect me. And I don't think I trust, and I think your audience probably agrees with me here, I don't trust our government on that front.
Well, no, cops don't have to. I don't remember the Supreme Court case, but they don't have to protect any of us individually. The only ones interested in protecting us individually are me and you, with you protecting you, me protecting me. So it's an interesting time we live in, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it is, and I think there's hope. I don't think we had any hope for a while with Obama. It just looked like the country was running off the rails, and then on top of that, you had the economic plight that we were in some way all facing. Even if you're doing well, you are looking at people around you in shambles, and that's sad and demoralizing. And finally, you get Trump in there, and we thought, I think, for just a short moment that we really had some massive optimism, and then we were met with people that for the sake of their own power and self-aggrandizement would rather see the country fail, and they're doing everything they can to make it fail just to get to Trump and to prove that that can't be successful, because if he actually succeeds, he's reshaped the political scene country for decades.
Forever.
And so that then means that now the optimism, while there's still more than there was, and the economy's doing well, it's certainly muted compared to what it was last January, in my view.
We've run out of time. I want to thank you for joining me. That's another talk to have for another day, and I will be reaching out to you. Find him at thebriancrabtreeshow.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Always great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up, the initial show week of The Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.